Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews presents an episode in the life of our Lord, in the life of Jesus. This episode, this time, is a period between everlasting and everlasting. It's that time in which he was made lower than the angels, that little while that he was made lower than the angels. It is called his incarnation, in which he has become equal to those whom he has come to help. And in this connection, special emphasis is put upon his resisting the temptations. That should please us to know, because he does it for our benefit. But the temptation given emphasis to here is not the same as that in the Synoptics. There are those of the temptations after his baptism and before he goes into his public ministry. This rather points to the temptations in the face of death. And might we say they were far greater for him. There is a certain confidence in the face of Satan's temptations. Jesus seems to shrug him off almost, rather easily. At least in our imagination, the way we might read the Synoptics account. But here, oh, this is a different story. When we read the anguish, the pain that is in his voice, the cries, as Hebrews talks about it, the loud cries before death, in which he begs of his Father, can't we do this in another way? But of course, according to your will. It's almost as if the psalmist were speaking about our Lord. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned an ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. That's the temptation. I can imagine that we, especially those of you who are much younger, think of temptations mainly in those kinds that Satan threw before him after his baptism and before his public ministry. Death does not loom that large for us yet, but the anguish of that is something that is really very fearful for the people. And yet, in some respects, it's behind every fear of our life. The fear of death, it is something that brings us to anguish, of loud cries of anguish sometimes. And our Lord faced that. He is in that episode of his existence, the episode in which he came to be lower than the angels and came to be like us in all of our suffering as well. And so we find ourselves with the letter to the Hebrews at Gethsemane, and the language of the cries and the loud voice. There was a custom that the high priest, when he entered the Holy of Holies on that one day or the other day of atonement, would speak in a loud voice so that it could be heard beyond the Holy of Holies. And here is our high priest speaking. This puts a different perspective then, perhaps. But are we troubled by the language that goes on? He was made perfect. Certainly he, even though this was him lower than angels, he was perfect in every way. This again is the incarnation talk, that his incarnation is completed, it is perfected when he experienced this level of suffering, the level of those whom he has come to serve. This is a reference to the death of our Lord. That is to say, it was regarded as the final, the finishing stage of his obedient suffering, which had begun with his humiliation. Here his death on the cross is substituted for his earthly life of obedience as a whole, without any change as regards to the content. Now the letter to the Hebrews not only looks back to Gethsemane, it looks forward as well, to the ascension. Really. For you see, in Hebrews, the going up to heaven corresponds to the high priest going into the sanctuary. And this cannot be done without a sacrifice. Thus the sacrifice on the cross opens to the new high priest the way back to heaven. The episode is nearing its end for him, but also for us. If this is an episode in the life of Christ, we hear of our life being a part of his episode, as it were. In other words, while he came down from heaven to be here amongst us, with us, like us, suffering, now our lives have a new vantage point. We too can look forward to an ascension. And we follow. He went into the Holy of Holies as the high priest, bearing the sacrifice, his own, of course. But now, as the letter to the Hebrews will say later, the curtain is open. We have access. He is our high priest and has made the way open for us. And we too, in the midst of Lent, can look forward to the ascension, our going up to the final reward, that the mere episode of this life becomes a part of God's eternity. That is his promise to us today. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through true faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.